From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Liberal and moderate Senate Democrats turned to the airwaves Sunday to argue their opposing views on a proposed health care overhaul. Moderates have threatened to withdraw their support for overhaul legislation if it still contains a so-called private option, a government-run plan that would be one of the choices available to uninsured Americans. Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman.
I don't want to fix the problems in our health care system in a way that creates more of an economic crisis.
But the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, says there's a reason this country needs an alternative to private insurance companies.
Private health care companies dominate the markets in most areas. They are exempt from the antitrust laws. They fix prices. They allocate markets. They control it.
Both Lieberman and Durbin appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee told Fox News he thinks the measure will collapse under its own weight. Rescuers will resume their search for ferry passengers in the morning off the coast of Indonesia. At least 29 people were killed when their ferry sank off Sumatra. More than 240 others on board the vessel were rescued. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
An unknown number of passengers still remained missing as night fell in the search area between Sumatra and Singapore. Officials said high waves hampered the rescue operation, which was suspended overnight due to treacherous conditions. Police say the ferry began taking on water about a half hour into its trip between Batam Island and Dumai on Sumatra and sank an hour later after it was swamped by a massive wave. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
Republican Senator John McCain says NATO should not even be talking about an Afghanistan exit strategy until it gets the upper hand in the fight against the Taliban. McCain was speaking this weekend at an international security conference in Halifax. Dan Karpinchuk has details.
McCain told the conference that success in war-torn Afghanistan is the only way out of the conflict. That, he said, is when you start to draw down. He also warned that history shows that if a withdrawal date is set, the enemy simply waits until you leave. McCain also said President Obama's delay in reaching a decision on a strategy for Afghanistan is creating uncertainty within the military as the security situation in Afghanistan worsens. Canada's former Chief of Defense Staff, Rick Hillier, also speaking to the conference, said the West has one shot to turn the war around over the next year and a half. He said a surge in the troops is not only fundamental but absolutely essential, and Hillier said the only person to deliver that commitment is President Obama. About 300 delegates, including Canada's defense minister and the U.S. Secretary of Defense, attended the summit, which discussed everything from the war in Afghanistan to the future of NATO. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the small amount of radiation detected at Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear power plant is not significant. Specialist John White says there's no sign radiation at the plant came close to exceeding regulatory limits. The commission sent investigators to the site after the radiation was detected. This is NPR. The official news agency in China now says at least 104 people were killed and four are still missing after Saturday's gas explosion at a mine near the border with Russia in northeastern China. Authorities are still calling it a rescue mission. About a dozen women, relatives of the victims, clashed with police and demanded answers from the owners at the mine's entrance Monday in Higang. Search teams continue to be lowered into the mine in carts. More than 500 miners were underground when the blast occurred, but most were rescued. A pioneer of the Soviet space program who was the only non-communist cosmonaut has died in Moscow at the age of 83. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
Konstantin Feoktistov became the first civilian to fly in space as a member of the Voskhod crew in 1964. His inclusion was controversial within the Politburo as he was not a Communist Party member at the time. A talented engineer, Feoktistov was a key member of the design team of the Voskhod program, which beat NASA's Gemini in putting the first multi-person crew in orbit. The 24-hour flight was his only space mission, but he went on to design both the Salyut and Mir space stations and the Progress cargo ships that are still used to ferry supplies to the International Space Station. He was a professor at the prestigious Bauman Technical University in Moscow until 2005. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
19-year-old country music sensation Taylor Swift took the top prize at Sunday night's American Music Awards, winning Artist of the Year and four other awards. The late Michael Jackson won four awards. His trophies were accepted by his brother Jermaine, who wore a glittery white glove in honor of his brother. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.